And Warwick Hadfield is back with some more sports news. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
And in surfing at the Margaret River Pro in WA, they're still on shark alert.
Yeah, Fran, that there was no competition yesterday and officials are monitoring things this morning with a decision likely to be made whether to go ahead with competition around 10 a.m. That's West Australian time. The safety concerns come about after two surfers were attacked by sharks around 15 kilometres from where the Margaret River Pro is being held. Already a couple of Brazilian surfers, Gabriel Medina and Italo Ferreira. Now, he's the bloke who beat Nick Fanning in the Bells Beach final at Easter. They've expressed their concerns about continuing the competition at Margaret River. The women's event was up to the quarterfinals before this shark forced a hiatus. Four Australians making it that far. Tyler Wright, the defending world champion, the championship leader this year, Stephanie Gilmore, Nicky Van Dyke and local surfer Bronte McCauley. The men are still working their way through round three. Owen Wright, Joel Parkinson and Julian Wilson among the Australians set to go once the all clear is given. And that's going to be problematic, I think, Fran.
Yeah, and you can understand them not wanting to go into the water. Obviously, they're not doing this lightly. There must be shark sightings nearby.
Look, the whole of Western Australian coast is subject to this. I think there are lots of stories about the impact the shark alerts are having on tourism, well and truly outside sport, Fran, and the economy is being affected by it.
Kurt Fernley brings a wise head and little perspective to the fallout from the Commonwealth Games closing ceremony.
You'd expect this, wouldn't you? Look, speaking on our sister network, Fran, Triple J, he says there are more important things affecting people with disabilities about which to get angry, like not being able to take your wheelchair on an aeroplane or not having access to proper toilet facilities. And he says this particularly as these games did so much to raise the profile of para athletes. He said the games organisers, in fact, nailed it by holding para events within normal scheduling. And Fran, look, a special mention to the South Australian relay team of Dana Gobbett, Alicia Martino, Trifina Nicolai and Zara Taylor, who won the 50 metre relay at freestyle relay at the Special Olympics National Games. These are for people with intellectual disabilities. They're being held in Adelaide this week with the athletes aiming for selection at the World Games next year in Abu Dhabi. And I can tell you from what I've seen, Fran, there were some very, very proud people when they won that race yesterday.
I'll bet. Congratulations. And just to recap in football, the Matildas are into the final of the Asian Cup. Though it was a nail-biter.
It was a nail-biter, beating Thailand in a penalty shootout after being 2-1 down in the final moments of normal time. Kennedy heading home the equaliser in the 91st minute. Mackenzie Arnold producing three saves in the penalty shootout before Sam Kerr, yes, that woman again, scoring the winning goal. And the Matildas now play Japan in the final, Fran.
Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you.
Go the Matildas. Warwick Hadfield reporting.